been seeing a spike in the number of sick or dead seabirds and marine mammals along our coastline during the last few weeks.
The animals that we have seen affected to this point are cormorants, loons, brown pelicans, marine mammals such as sea lions as well.
Ashley Spratt is with the Ventura Office of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which is one of the agencies trying to solve the stranding mystery. Spratt says they don't have a good picture yet of the size of the stranding issue.
We're trying to determine the size and the scope of the wildlife impacted, and also to determine the cause of those mortalities as well.
One possibility is the animals have been exposed to a natural phenomenon known as domoic acid poisoning. The acid is produced by algae. It accumulates in shellfish, sardines, and anchovies, which are then eaten by seabirds and mammals. The toxin affects the brain and causes the animals to become lethargic, disoriented, and have seizures. It can make them extremely ill or even lead to death.
They're displaying signs that are consistent with domoic acid poisoning. When something like this happens, we try not to jump to any conclusions, and so we have sent a number of birds in for necropsy to confirm that's what's going on, but it does look like a widespread domoic acid poisoning event.
Jeff Phillips is a conservation banking coordinator with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
It's a naturally occurring pathogen. There are some connections to land-based pollution. There's a correlation, I should say, to land-based pollution, and you know how direct cause and effect that is, I think, is still an area of active research.
But Phillips says there's another twist in all this. He says it's possible that the strong rainfall season we've had was a major factor in the spike in seabird and sea mammal strandings.
It is possible that with the increased rainfall this year, after years of drought, that it's flushed above normal amount of nutrients into the ocean, which can then fuel the harmful algal bloom.
The heavy rainfall could have actually contributed.
Possibly. You know, that's something that is an area of research that people are looking at. But that's one possible reason that it might be heavier this year than we might typically see.
As investigators try to nail down the cause of the strandings and rescue groups try to help the sick birds and marine mammals, there are words of caution about what to do if you encounter one of the creatures. Ashley Spratt with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Our biggest recommendation right now is for folks who are on the beach to stay away from any marine mammals that they might see in distress and to report those to the appropriate organizations. Any animal that is in distress could become aggressive. Keep your pets on a leash. Remain away from that animal at least 100 feet.
Domoic acid poisoning isn't the only cause of strandings in recent years along our coastline. Researchers say a lack of food has hurt sea lions during the last few years. Sardines and anchovies have moved further offshore, possibly due to changes in ocean temperatures. Marine biologists say this lack of food has hurt sea lion mothers and pups and led to a spike in strandings during the last 4 years. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.